This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Every couple of weeks, we present The Scoop with Greg David, a communications specialist for AMI, who joins us from Chelsea, Quebec. Hey, good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm good, Dave. How about you?
Doing well. Always fun to wrap up the week with you. I can taste the weekend when I hear your voice. I know that sounds weird, blending all those senses together. Greg, the podcasting world at AMI owes El Fuego. It's on fire. It's growing by leaps and bounds. Aside from, of course, this fine show being available on your favorite podcasting platform, we've got a couple new ones that are joining the party, including one from our friend Megan Gilmore, who has a brand new podcast. Give us the 411 on Megan's new podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And I noticed that, and actually Andy Frank sent us a quick note saying that yesterday was International Podcast Day for you. So even more coincidental that we happen to be talking about them. Yeah. So Connecting Disability is a new podcast, like you said, from Megan Gilmore. And every month she sits down with a guest to consider how experiences of disability help us connect with others and society. And the first episode dropped on September the 24th, and she sat down with somebody that had a huge impact on her journalistic career. That's a Globe and Mail feature writer, Ian Brown. So the two of them sit down for a discussion, just over half an hour or so, to just discuss the power of writing about disability, the difficulty of doing that, and why vulnerability helps us connect. So definitely check out Connecting Disability. I know that she brings great content to the Now with Dave Brown team.
Yeah.
And she's doing that on the podcast as well.
Invaluable content. And Megan continues to be our accessibility reporter. In fact, you'll hear from her next Tuesday. So beyond that podcast, Megan, not going anywhere, still part of the fabric of this show as well. Speaking of people who are integral to the fabric of this show, Nazreen Abdelmajid, our very own, as well as Kelly & Company's Ramya Amuthan, are doing a brand new podcast on audiobooks. What's going on with this one?
Yeah, the aptly titled AMI Audiobook Review comes out every
Saturday. Sometimes simplicity is the key. Sometimes you got to tell the people what they're going to get.
Exactly. Yeah, so Nazreen and Ramya sit down every week and talk about audiobooks. So they let you know about great new content in the audiobook realm through the folks at Sela. They also speak to authors, listeners, and regular contributors. So you can download that one. And in the latest episode, it was the audiobook journey of Amar Khan, who's an audiobook worm and a friend of Ramya's. And they talk about picking up books, how to encourage ourselves and our friends to explore the wonderful world of literature.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of audiobooks, we're also going to be hearing from British journalist Red Sale, the host of My Life in Books. So give us a bit more information on how this one's going to play out for the audience.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Red, a little bit of background on him. He's a member of the blind and partially sighted community and actually came to us through Stephen Scott of Double Tap Canada and Double Tap TV.
The Stephen stamp of approval.
Exactly. He's very discerning. So yeah, Red talks to a new author every month about the books that not only their background in writing, but also the books that changed their lives. So in the second episode, he sat down with Joanna Toy, who has written, not only has she written for British television, but she's also written a very popular series of novels called The Shop Girls. And it's about the women and men that work in a department store in London during the Second World War. So they sit down and have a discussion about that. And then Joanna talks about the books that impacted on her life and influenced her to be an author in the first place.
Now, Greg, I played dumb a little bit because I knew about some of these podcasts moving forward, but I wanted to be a company man, a team player. But sure, there's actually one here that I wasn't familiar with, that I didn't have the inside scoop on. What's going on with this AMI audio exclusive? So pull back the red carpet and maybe the velvet rope. What's going on here with this VIP podcast?
Yeah, for sure. So this is a podcast stream where we feature people that are our contributors and but do special episodes. So the first one was Sean of the Shed. And this is Sean Priest from Double Tap Canada. And he's doing his own podcast, still part of the Double Tap Canada stream. Extreme, but it's called Sean of the Shed. And if you're a fan of Sean, you know that he in Birmingham is out in a shed in his backyard, and that's where he broadcasts from. So we had a little bit of fun with that title. I think it's fantastic. And the first episode, which dropped on the 15th of September, he talks all about smartphones. And the thing about it is he goes from soup to nuts, like opening up the box. Here's what you need to do to start up your Android or Apple phone. And most importantly, here's how you can set up the accessibility features on those phones.
Yeah. That's such a huge one, right? We always talk about technology in this way that we think that sort of everybody has this knowledge, this intimate knowledge that it's omnipresent in their life. But for some folks, literally pulling that phone out of the box, it might be their first smartphone.
Yeah, exactly. And even me, as a sighted person, I find the way that he delivers it with humor and a lot of intelligence and down-to-earth language. That's the biggest thing for me. It's Sean, the first episode of Sean in the Shed has been fantastic. And then other ones like Buzz with Bill, if you listen to Kelly and Company, you know about the regular segment Buzz with Bill. We're going to be spinning that off into a podcast that people can download as well. So that's what that's just two reasons why you want to check out AMI Audio exclusives.
Yeah. Greg, here's where I play dumb again, because people listen to the show every day, hear me talk about your favorite podcasting platform, find it there. But Greg, where can people find these podcasts?
Yeah, from your favorite podcasting platform. And let's get a little bit more specific with that, shall we?
Yes, please.
So Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Stitcher are pretty much the top five. There are a couple of other platforms out there, but those are the top five platforms that where you can find these. Just go to your favorite podcasting platform, type in any of those titles in the search window, and you'll be able to find them.
To pull back the curtain a little bit, it's so funny when we bring on particular guests and they say, oh, can you send me a podcast link? And my email back to them always says, which platform would you like that from?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a little bit of ambiguity out there. Hey, Greg, thank you for giving us the inside scoop on that one. And we're palling around and joking a bit, but this next topic is one that's a lot more serious, because we are talking about the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. We played some sound earlier in this hour, recapping some of the events that went across the country. Nazreen shared some of her thoughts in What's Trending. But you wanted to talk a little bit about where Truth and Reconciliation, as well as the Indigenous experience, can be found on Canadian TV airwaves. And the first one that we really wanted to highlight here is APTN.
Yeah. I mean, you know, APTN, the Aboriginal People's Television Network, and like AMI, APTN is available as part of every cable package in Canada. So if you have basic cable, you have APTN. And APTN offers a number of comedies, dramas, documentaries, and movies that all focus on Indigenous storytelling. And it's really a great place to start.
Any shows in particular that you want to highlight?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go back in time, there's a classic one that's on there right now called North of 60. And that came out in the 1990s on CBC. And it's a mystery drama series that's set in the fictional town of Lynx River, Northwest Territories. Tina Keeper is the star and plays an RCMP officer. And Tom Jackson is a local band chief. It ran for 6 seasons, and definitely check that out. And if you want to try the culinary genre, Moose Meat and Marmalade is a truly unique show on APTN. They pair a British chef named Dan Hayes, and he heads into the wilds of Canada with Art Napoleon, who is Indigenous, and the two hunt, trap, and forage for food, and then they make indigenous recipes, usually at the side of the road or at a camp, and just show you you know, how easy it is to make some of these recipes, but also to connect with the with Indigenous foods.
There's also an award-winning drama that you wanted to highlight called Blackstone, and I have to confess, I wasn't familiar with this one. So what's it about?
Yeah, I didn't know either until it started winning some Canadian Screen Awards a few years ago. It's an amazing series. It's created by Ron E. Scott, who is Indigenous. And really, when I tell people about it, I say it's The Sopranos, but it's set on a reservation in Alberta, because it deals with suicide, alcoholism, crime, water pollution, corruption, politics, and racism as viewed through the eyes of the Indigenous and white population in the Blackstone area. It's won a ton of awards. It deserves them all. It's a very gritty show, but definitely worth checking out.
And Greg, what about documentaries? I think there's one here that you specifically wanted to highlight called 1941.
Yeah, it's actually 1491.
Oh, pardon me.
Don't worry about it. So it's based on a nonfiction book, 1491, The Untold Stories of the Americas Before Columbus. And it does exactly that. It tells the stories of indigenous peoples in North and South America. It's pretty fascinating because it illuminates the rich history, trade, and the communities that were in place long before the Europeans arrived. And I learned a lot from watching 1491, especially about the South American indigenous groups. You know, here living in Canada, we hear a lot about, you know, Canada and the U.S. and the indigenous stories there. But so 1491 really shed a light on what was going on in South America at the time that the Spanish arrived.
Greg, thank you for highlighting these shows for us, because we know when we're having this conversation about reconciliation, culture and language, these experiences are a holistic part of the reconciliation conversation. And I do want to remind folks, if they do want to keep some track of what's going on with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and some of those recommendations, the CBC is doing a series called 94 and Beyond, which you can Google that one. It'll take you to the CBC website and it'll give you an opportunity to follow up on some of these recommendations as well. Greg, thank you for this. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.